Yes, we had a press conference today where a number of MEPs from across Europe tries to raise the flag and call for EU intervention. Let's remember what this is about. A group of predominantly political but also social leaders in Catalonia are on trial facing up to 25 years in prison for holding a democratic vote and for allowing people to have their say. If this was happening in a South American or Middle Eastern country, the European Commission and other EU leaders would be up in arms. Their condemnation would be deafening. On the other hand, their silence in this regard, in relation to what has happened in Catalonia, from the very first instance, from the day that voters went to cast their opinions in relation to Catalan independence and when the Spanish police were used and forced to try and prevent people from voting, from the actions, subsequent actions of the Spanish government when the Catalan Parliament voted to enact the decision of the Catalan people in collapsing that assembly, imprisoning the leaders and forcing a number of other leaders into exile, to the position now where those leaders, let's remember this, they organised a vote so people could vote. They're charged with sedition and rebellion and other spurious charges, and they're faced with up to 25 years in prison. All of that is happening, not on Europe's doorstep, in the heart of Europe. And European leaders remaining silent. To me, if they continue to remain silent, then their authority and their ability to lecture any other part of the world in relation to democratic rights or human rights or self-determination or democracy is completely undermined.
But those Catalans that you mentioned, they organised that vote, which actually the Spanish government says was against the Spanish constitution.
We're Irish. We're celebrating. We have celebrated. I attended an event organised by the government of the sitting of the first Dáil Éireann, which was an illegal assembly according to British rule. What happened in that instance? The British government of the time decided that they wouldn't accept the democratic will of the Irish people. And what did we face as a result of that? We had a war of independence, we had civil war, we had partition that we're still feeling the brunt of. So rather than accepting the democratic decision, the British government ensured that the conflict and distrust and all that came from it continued for generations afterwards. My message to the Spanish government is that they need to learn the lessons of Irish history. But my message to the Irish government is they need to explain the lessons of Irish history. The silence of the Irish government in this regard has been quite utterly sickening, I have to say. When they, along with other European leaders, point the finger and lecture other countries across the world, to me, they have absolutely no credibility if they don't stand up and defend democracy in Catalonia and in other parts of Europe.